Questions about The Flower by Alice Walker. How do we know the setting of the story and what clues are in the story?
We know the setting from the beginning of the story because everything is described. What can we guess about Maya? How old is she and what might her life be like?
We can guess that Mayo is about 10 years old and her life is easy and good because she is, well, a girl, a little white girl on a farm, and she has no problems. She thinks that everything is beautiful. So, what can we guess about the dead man that Mayo steps on? What kind of person was he and how did he die?
He was a tall black man. His life was very hard because he was black and probably wanted to be free, and therefore he was lynched and died very painful and killed by the white people. How does the ending of the flowers contrast with the beginning of the story, and how is the mood of the story different by the end?
Well, the beginning is very positive and with a lot of beautiful adjectives. The end is the total opposite, and where everything is dark and depressed, and it is described how hard it is to be a black man versus a white kid. Why does Maya lay down her flowers at the end of the story?
Well, she is scared and lays her flowers down because she doesn't know that the black people are treated different, so she lays down her flowers to honor him. Why does the state at the end of the story and the summer was over? Does she mean this phrase literally or figuratively? What could she possibly mean?
Well, we think that it means that the beauty and the innocence is gone and it's over, and now she has seen death and seen horror, so she has to become an adult and grow up. And how can the flowers, although very short, be counted as a short story?
It can be a short story. It's a short story because there's only one important character, and the story takes place over a very short time and only in one scene, and there's only a few characters in the story.